If you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey yet, you might say you have a, what to go?
Long ways to go.
Okay. If something is very common, you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. And if somebody slipped on some ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell
backwards.
Okay. And slipped this way, you'd say he
forward.
Fell
forward.
Okay. If you have a good yield, you say that year we raised a bumper
crop.
Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on some land, you say you did
cleared it.
Okay. How do you usually do that anyway?
Well, you go and have axes and trim it out, or now you go in with a big weed cutter, a big brush cutter, and trim it out, but the roots have to be grubbed out with either a bulldozer or by hand.
Yeah.
Now they use a bulldozer most likely to pull them out.
Yeah. Did y'all ever burn them out?
Did you burn the brush off if you want to put it in. Most of them now, because the fact that I just leave the brush out there to rot and protect wildlife.
Uh-huh.
If you burn it, you damage the soil for a year or two. If you leave it there to rot, well, grass grow on it to protect wildlife.
Uh-huh.
And then that stuff rotten was good for the soil, too.
Yeah. Y'all have mesquite trees much down here.
Huh?
Y'all have mesquite trees down here.
Not too many. There's a place to in Belton out there, a little 7-8 acre farm out there. Got a lot of mesquite on there. They did have a few years ago. I haven't been up by there in a long time, but
uh-huh.
it had mesquite on there.
Those things are a nuisance.
Hmm?
Those things are a nuisance.
Yeah.
My hometown, we don't really have anything but mesquite.
Yeah.
There's not any native trees there, or at least not too many. It's not. It's out of the tree belt. It's west of the trees. And, but those mesquites will just take over if you do.
Yeah.
They're bad. Let's see. What do you call grass or clover that grows up and you cut it and then it grows up again? You can go back and cut it again.
Second crop.
Okay. What do you call old, dry, dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Last year's crop, I reckon.
Okay. What do you call a crop that you didn't plant, but it just comes up anyway?
Volunteer.
Okay. Wheat, you tie up into a, what?
Bundle.
Okay. Then do you tie the bundles up into bigger?
Shock.
Okay. You might say we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
Bushels.
Okay. Let's go right off here a minute. Let me see how close it is. I've been looking at it there for the last I don't know how long. Looks like it's fixing to run off. You know, you watch, it's going to take 30 minutes to run off. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash.
Okay. Let's see. Something that if we have to do something, you'll say, well, just the two of us have got to do it. It'll be just you and what?
Me.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are to somebody, you might say, he's not as tall as
I am.
Okay. And comparing how tall you are again, you might say, I'm not as
tall as he is.
Okay. I bet you were the tallest kid in school. Were you? How many kids were there in your school?
Oh, we have that certified for it, your room. We had, I guess high school had about 120 in it.
Well, that's a pretty good size. Yeah. I've talked to a lot of people who went to school where, you know, they had 35 or 40 and that was it, and that was all the grades. Let's see. Comparing how well you can do something, you might say, he can...